Let us introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new skipper of the Corn Belters. And I love the name Billy Horn. Billy, welcome to the Twin Cities. Welcome to winter.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm very happy to be up here in this beautiful, warm weather.
Are you played college ball in California, right?
Florida.
In Florida.
Florida.
All right. So I know it was warm weather.
Yes.
All right. Now, did when you sat down and talked to the powers there at the Corn Belters, did they tell you summer really doesn't start around here until June?
I was told that the summer here is basically about 3 weeks. So I was told to bring long johns, hats, gloves, scarves, have to get a whole new wardrobe.
That's not true. No, about Memorial Day, you know, first week in June, it's consistently pretty nice, temperature-wise. And then the heat and humidity you're used to in Florida, you'll feel right at home.
Right. Absolutely.
Does it ever get up to like 98 in Florida?
No.
Probably 95, 92, 95. Very humid, though.
Oh, yeah.
But, we have the ocean breeze, which kind of keeps a little cool. But I haven't been home in Florida in the summer in a long time. I was, in Long Island last year. I was in Canada the last couple of years. So this will be a little bit different with your type of humidity, throughout the summertime.
All right. Tell us the Billy Horn story. Where'd you play ball?
Well,
I love your story because you became a pitcher, but you didn't start out as a pitcher.
Yeah, that's right. I grew up in New York City and played all over. I played, infield, outfield, and really settled in as a third baseman. And I went down to college because I just wanted to play in warm weather, And as it turned out, all the guys in Florida, they threw, over 90, 92, 95 miles an hour, and I couldn't hit it. So it was either I'm going to try and pitch or, I'm going to, put on a suit and tie right after college and go from there.
Couldn't hit the fastball.
No. Absolutely not.
They threw a breaking ball? You catch up to it? No?
Not even close.
Wow. So what position were you playing at the time? Were you a third baseman?
Third base, yeah.
All right.
I was okay then, but it got progressively worse.
But you're a third baseman. You got a long throw to first all the time. You're showing off the arm. Third basemen do that. They just show it off all the time. Did somebody say, hey, have you thought about pitching? Or did you say, hey, I need to think about pitching?
It was a combination. As a matter of fact, my pitching coach early in college was over at Lewis University. Also, his name was Ben Bachman. He's from the Midwest out here. And he was
Lewis University in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We used to play them. They used to come down, and he wound up deciding the same thing. I wanted the climate change. So him and I had spoke quite a few times. He says, listen, you really, can't hit. Let's you got a good arm. Let's give it a shot. And then I wound up pitching my last 3 years of my collegiate career, and then nothing happened. I was, mid-80s guy. That's it. Didn't throw very hard, and then, just started throwing after college and wound up having an opportunity to go to Italy. So I went to Italy for a couple of years.
To play baseball.
Play baseball, yep. We have uniforms and everything.
Wow. Do the Corn Belters have uniforms?
We do.
All right. That's how you lured them into town with a uniform. Is that one of the first questions you have? Do you have uniforms?
That was it. Just like in Major League, Jake Taylor said, with the Cleveland Indians, well, we have uniforms and everything. So,
So your first foray into coaching, where'd that come?
Throughout right when I finished college, I would work at Bucky Dent's Academy. Down in South Florida. Great man, very good guy. And so I would coach high school, here and there, while I was playing professionally. And then I'd got hurt 2005, got away from the game. So then what I did was started coaching more high school, and then I started doing private lessons and so forth. And then I got a big break in 2009. I coached at my alma mater, Lynn University, and we wound up winning the Division II National Championship that year, and our second best pitcher was, as you guys are familiar with, Tommy Canley. He was with the Chicago White Sox. Now he's one of the big horses out of the bullpen for the New York Yankees. And I wound up going back to Italy in 2010, kind of a Kenny Powers, midlife crisis kind of thing. And and then I wound up getting into coaching professionally in 2012.
So where has that taken you? Where have you been?
Well, I was in the Pecos League of all leagues. It's one of the younger developmental leagues. And I got an opportunity out there. And then, excuse me, the cold weather is killing me up here. And then from there, I wound up getting a big break in 2015. And I was with Hal Lanier, former Corn Belter manager. And I was with Hal for 2 years in the Can-Am League up in Ottawa. And we had some success up there. We won the 2016 Can-Am League. championships. One of our pitchers just made it to the major leagues last year with the L.A. Dodgers, Wilmer Font. And then last year I had an even bigger break going to the Long Island Ducks in the Atlantic League, and, you know, three of our guys from that club made it to the major leagues, and, you know, it gave me an opportunity to work with a lot of former major league players, AAA players, and really, you know, broaden my network and my scope with, you know, Major League Baseball and scouts and agents and so forth, and it brought me here to lovely, sunny, normal Illinois.
So, well, you coached in Canada. I mean, the summers there can't be very long.
Oh, no. They were fantastic, though.
Really?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Beautiful weather.
That's all we get from Canada, cool Canadian air in the summer.
Thanks and good food.
Oh, yeah, really?
Oh, yeah, great food, great people.
Well, if the food were so great, why don't we have, we've got a million Chinese restaurants, why can't we get one Canadian restaurant?
That'd be great. You'd have poutine all over the place.
And that is cheese?
Yeah, it's the cheese curds and French fries and gravy, similar to disco fries we had in New York City growing up as a kid.
From the Bronx.
Yes, originally from the Bronx.
All right, so lessons learned. Coaching, I imagine as a young coach you made mistakes and you learned along the way.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, and the fortunate thing is, you know, I was under Hal Lanier for 2 years, and, you know, I was under Kevin Baez last year, and I've actually known your former manager, Brooks Carey, for a long time. And being able to talk to guys like that, being able to give me advice, you know, hey, you know, maybe try this, maybe try that, you know, always show your players you really care about them, take care of your players, and, you know, just try and steer them, you know, to the right path, and, you know, always give them advice on, you know, based on their individual situation, constantly remind them that their goal is to make it to Major League Baseball and they need to, you know, stay on course.
When you started talking to the Corn Belters, I imagine you were ringing Brooks' bone a lot.
Sure.
He loved Bloomington Normal. He really did. It broke his heart to leave.
It did. And, you know, Brooks and I spend about 3 months in the off season together, you know, working professional free agent camps, so forth and so on. And we spent a lot of time talking, and we've spent some holidays together, and we've gotten close. And it was a tough decision for him to leave. And, you know, when he had left, he was asked, hey, can you help us, you know, find a replacement? And he says, well, I got the guy. You should interview Billy. And you know, so far it's been a smooth transition, and I'm just, you know, looking to fill in the footsteps of him and Hal Lanier.
And did he tell you places you need to visit when you get here?
He sure did. He told me.
Have you been to any places yet?
Where did we go yesterday?
We went to Distill.
Yeah, we did go
oh,
to
the Distill.
Yeah, went to
the new Distill. Distill or the restaurant or the brewery?
The restaurant.
Oh, the restaurant.
The restaurant, yeah, right. It was fantastic.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait till you see the brewery.
Good. Yeah, that's what I heard. We went to the Four Seasons, which is the gym that's, you know, sponsored, you know, that sponsors the Corn Belters, where we can go work out and everything, and been to the ballpark and just kind of drove around, you know, downtown Bloomington and Normal, and, you know, really haven't gotten to the beach yet because it's really not beach
weather. Yeah, okay. So when Jose Canseco comes to town,
yes.
Are you going to have any advice for him? Just swing away?
Just swing away.
You know what? Call for the bunt his first time
out. Yeah. Yeah.
Give him the bunt sign.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, your cleanup hitter. Yeah, there you go. Hey, Jose, just drop a bunt down.
Just to see what the look on his face is going to be. I'll bet when he was playing, he didn't look at. Well, maybe a hit and run, a steal. He probably didn't even look at any signals.
No, just hit the ball.
For one thing.
Yeah, just hit the ball as far as you can.
He was here last year hitting softballs. You've seen the ballpark now.
Yep.
Up over the hills in the outfield, the berms, softballs.
Yeah, that's a long way.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
All right. So what do you do now? I mean, you are how many days away?
65.
65 days away. Where do you go from here up until opening day?
Well, when I go home on Saturday, I work at another free agent camp, and it's called the South Florida Winter League. I've been there the last couple of years. And what we do is, you know, we get players from all over the country. They come on in for an opportunity to earn a contract with either myself or anywhere in independent baseball. And right now, I think we have 8 games scheduled against major league organizations. We'll play, you know, rookie ball, low A ball, and we'll have inter-squad games, scrimmages, and, you know, just I'm out there looking for talent. I'm always looking for talent, whether it's in person, you know, through social media, any outlet that I can find, other managers, coaches, and, you know, we all talk, and, hey, this guy may be good for you or this guy may be good for you in your league, depending on age restrictions and experience and, you know, status and things like that.
What about we've got Illinois State University, Illinois Wesleyan University, Heartland,
yep,
all with baseball programs.
Yep.
Do you tap into that at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one thing that I learned when I was in Ottawa and when I was in Long Island and, you know, being from the New York City area, you know, I had a lot of contacts over there where, especially during the season, you know, you're going to have guys that are going to get signed. You're going to have guys that are going to get hurt. You're going to have guys that just aren't going to cut it. So instead of getting a kid from California or wherever where it's going to take, you know, 3, 4, 5 days to get them there, you know, you develop those relationships with those local colleges and universities and you just say, hey, Joe, hey, Mike, I need a guy. Hey, I got a guy, he'll be there today or he'll be there tomorrow. So strengthening those relationships is very important, you know, extremely.
Talking with Billy Horn, the new skipper for the Corn Belters, a couple of months away from opening day, but just trying to get the ball rolling, as they say. Describe Billy Ball. What kind of baseball do you like to play?
I want these guys to just play the game. You know, it's, you know, I'm going to sit back, let them play the game. You know, we're going to give these guys a lot of reps, you know, early in the season, spring training, before the games. But, you know, first 6, 7 innings, play the game, you know. When we need to manufacture runs, if we need to bunt, hit and run, move runners over, you know, later on in the game, we're going to do that, you know. And it also, the score will dictate what happens, you know, the situation. I mean, if, you know, we got our 9-hitter up and he's hitting 200 and we got 2 guys on and maybe the 5th or 6th, hey, get him over. Set it up for the top of the order. So, you know, some of the guys that we're bringing in, you're going to see a little bit more speed this year. You're going to see a little bit more speed in the field. You're going to see a little bit more speed on the bases. Also with a combination of some power, maybe not as much power as in the past, but, you know, we've got a lot of athletic players coming in on the offensive side.
My fault. Were you on? Jump in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we expect a fiery manager? Are you going to get tossed from games a lot?
I'm sure I will. I'm very calm. I'm very laid back. I don't really believe that, you know, screaming at umpires, yelling at umpires, chirping at them every single pitch is necessarily good, not only for your club, but it's just not good for the game. You know, you got to respect the umpires, you got to respect your opponents, respect the game. But there's going to come situations where, you know, they're going to completely blow a call. They're umpires, they're human, and, you know, I'm sure I'll wind up blowing a gasket, you know, here and there. But, you know, I don't think I'll be getting kicked out of, you know, 10, 15 ball games this year.
Well, Ryan Sandberg, who seemed like the most laid-back guy around, got tossed more than anyone in you know, A-ball when he was manager. It was bizarre.
Maybe he had dinner reservations.
Maybe.
I always wonder that. You run out to, hey, look, you get in the guy's face, you're yelling at him, I got to be at dinner at 7:30, this game's going long, can you do something about it? Knock him out.
There you go, you're out of there.
Yeah, so let's talk Major League Baseball for a minute, shall we?
Let's do it.
What do you think of the whole – why is Jake Arrieta – what's the deal with Arrieta not being signed? I've got my theory on this. What's yours?
Mine, you know, I don't know Jake personally. I do know some people who know him, and I hear he's a fantastic guy, an unbelievably hard worker. You know, it could be a combination of things. It could be a combination of him not wanting to go to a certain organization. It could be a money thing. It could be a matter of him wanting to be the number one guy on the staff. You know, I can't pinpoint it, so –
I say,
what do you got?
I say he's in great shape. He doesn't need spring training. All right, so he can join a team at any time, yeah, and get acclimated within, you know, a week or two, and he'll join the Cubs after the All-Star break and be a fresh pitcher in their rotation and take them on to another World Series.
Yeah,
hey.
Does that make sense?
That works.
He doesn't need the money.
Yeah,
he doesn't need the money. For the love of the game or for the love of another World Series ring. Mm-hmm. That's my guess anyway. All right. I ran across this little piece that you wrote. I love this. What you see if you remember this. What I learned most was this when it comes to coaching. Do you remember this?
When did I write it?
2015, I think.
What I learned most when it comes to coaching. Wow.
When coaches are being seeked out, a manager needs to know only 3 things.
That's correct.
All right, what is it?
That's correct. Can he throw batting practice? Can he get players? And can I like the guy? Can I live with him for 6 months, 8
yeah.
months? That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what I've learned in independent baseball. You know, when you're looking to hire your staff, you know, we have to throw batting practice. We don't have a scouting department, so we have to go out and find players. And am I going to enjoy the next 6, 8 months of my life with you? Because, you know, my wife is home, my dogs are home, my family's home. This is your family, you know, in baseball. Yeah. And, you know, that's why, you know, it really resonated with me a couple of years ago. And I remember Isaiah Thomas was interviewing for head coaching jobs, and he couldn't get a job. And then it dawned on me, well, not a lot of people probably like the guy. You know, he's a fiery guy, whatever. You know, and I respect him for everything he's done. But maybe people just don't like him. So maybe that's why I didn't get a job. So it kind of sank in and resonated with me pretty well.
Now, when will you start working on the coaching staff?
Well, I already took
done?
Care of that. Yeah, yes.
So these are all people you knew and worked with in the past?
Or, as a matter of fact, I hired a hitting coach who is kind of close to here. He's kind of local. He's outside of Chicago. He's been in this league. He's been in the American Association for about 10 years. He's going to be working with our hitters, and he's going to coach third base while I'll be the manager and pitching coach. All wrapped into one. So, you know, again, I had spoken to managers that he's been under, coaches that he's coached with, and I actually got to spend a month with him in Arizona. Great guy. Throws okay BP. Sorry, Paskey. And I'm just kidding. No, he throws a good BP. He's a great guy. Very calm, mild-mannered. Will fit in with the organization, the philosophy, the community. It's a perfect fit. Perfect fit. I know I can spend 6 to 8 months with him and not, you know, want to throw them in front of a bus or something.
All right. And all the people that you've met so far, your take on Alan Sender.
Oh, that's
he's really
man.
Close with the Corn Belters. I wonder if he's listening now. He'll tell me he wasn't.
He probably wasn't. He's probably catching up on his beauty rest. But no, Alan's been great. You know, since I've been here and met all the owners, you know, the front office staff, everyone included with the organization, everyone seems very excited, very upbeat, you know, about this upcoming season and, you know, just, you know, the opportunity for us to, you know, get out there. And there's a lot of new changes coming within the organization, you know, whether it's, you know, hotel, you know, the visiting team hotels, which are fantastic, which I stayed in last night, you know, getting, you know, meals executed for the team after a lot of ball games, the gym, the caliber of players we're bringing in. So there's a really good buzz. Plus, the biggest buzz is obviously that, you know, when you guys know baseball's coming, that means spring and summer is coming and no more cold weather.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, I've got a great Alan Sender story. I'm sitting next to Alan Sender at one of these games that was rescheduled, I think maybe because of a concert. So you were playing a game at, like, I want to say 10 in the morning or something like that. So it's me and Alan and maybe a couple of the players' girlfriends, and that was it. And the home plate umpire made a bad call, probably on a ball or strike call, and Sender says, "You're the worst umpire in the league." And it's, you can hear him, and it's like, yeah, he's, and the umpire kind of stands back and looks over there, looks over at us, and I'm like, and then Brooks pops his head up out of the dugout, looks at Alan, and Alan says, "Well, what are you, he's the worst in the league, isn't he?" He's asking Brooks this, and the umpire's just standing there watching all this.
I could see Brooks just kind of nodding his
head. I think
he
said top three.
Top three. I could see that.
Well, welcome to town. Look forward to seeing a lot of baseball. And you guys, I know the Corn Bellers have a lot of things planned to make it even more fun. So win some games, I guess. We'll play you out. I got here we go. Little music to play out. All right.
There it is.
We'll see you back when it's a little warmer, all right?
You got it. May 1st.
All right.
First day of spring training. We'll look forward to seeing you out there.
All right. Good talking to you. That's the new skipper of the Corn Belters, Billy Horn, on WJBC.